Rashi of Avraham Manal was about half a down the page, a little less than half a down the page. Metzina about Tzeres, Parsha Shor Kesev, in the Parsha of Shor Kesev, in Parsha's Emor, he says, "V'kraftam alechem shivas kvosim tamimim." So you bring seven kvosim, upar ben bakor echod, and one par, ve'elam shnayim, and two rams. You are lo Hashem. So it's a total of 10 oilers. You bring two shlomim, so it's 10 versus 2. So we see that the Torah gives more preference to the oilers over the shlomim. This hill said that the chagiga was before yeshlom lifnei adibur. The dibur means cut him out in Torah. Dibur means matan Torah. So lifnei dibur means before matan Torah. Where do you see that? That the Moshe sent the Nari B'nai Yisrael, the Bukharim, to bring her bonus. Now, Balvagav the High Kroah, Ksiv Bebeela Hamishpatim, Lacher Sarsa Dibris. That's it. Pasuk is written at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, which is already after Matan Torah. But Kadam Sarsa Dibris Havu. It was this. That whole section over there took place before Matan Torah. We have a rule that the Torah does not write things in a chronological order. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the second day of Sivan and came back down. Already went up on the third day, came back down. Each time with different messages for Klal Yisrael. Came down on the fourth day and he did not go back up. On the fifth day he built a mizbeach. He brought the karbonos. And on the sixth day of Sivan, the Torah was given according to that one dumber. Where is any indication in Parshas Yisro that he built the mizbeach and brought in the karbonos? That's referring to the psukim and then the parshas mishpatim that he built the mizbeach and he sent the bukharim to bring karbonos.
I assume the Ramban even agrees to that the chronological events here.
Well, when the Ramban and Chumash learns that the Pesukim over there in the Mishpatim are in chronological order.
They are in chronological
order. Right, and that's referring to after Matan Torah. That's Mitzat the Pshut HaShul Mikra, because all the Darshan that there was in the scene there was beforehand. So the Mor is going to ask, in those Pesukim over there, it mentions both a Shlomim and an Oyla. So what are you saying, that the Chagiga, that Shlomim was before Matan Torah and Erla wasn't? Both were before Matan Torah. Beis Hillel argued that the Nesiim b'Chanukas Hamizbeach equipped with Shlomim Yosim Erlas. They brought more Shlomim than Erlas. They see Kol Bakar Lo'ilo. If you look at the final numbers, the Kol Bakar Lo'ilo was there was Shtei Masa Parim. And the Elim were Shnei Mosar, and the Kvasim were Shnei Mosar, and the Kol Bokar the Zemach Shlomim was 24, and then the Elim were there was 60 Elim and 60 Atudim and 60 Kvasim. So these added up to 36. These added up to 204. So a lot more Shlomim than Arlis. And the Chagiga has an advantage. It has Shtei Achilas, Mizbeach V'Adam. It goes to Mizbeach and is also by a person. The Siyam is Karman Yachid. Bria V'Chagiga, Karman Yachid. These are private Karbanos. Al-Kivzei Atzeres is Karman Tzibur. Kivzei Atzeres, the Shlomim brought on Shavuos were Karman of the Tzibur. Umichumas Alishcha brought from the money of the Lishcha. So it's a different process. Okay.
Ubeis Hillel,
in the Gemara. Ubeis Hillel.
I mean, it's pshat that with the Nesim brothers also like a re'ia type of korban? Because otherwise you just say, well, look, you have different occasions, you got to bring a different type of korban.
Yeah, well, the korbanos of the Muslim is not a re'ia to the korban either. Beisham Israel from Shavuos is also not really, it wasn't a chagiga and it wasn't a re'ia. But we see that the balance of the Torah of between Oilus and Shlomim, there's different ways to look at the balance, and then that's we're going to transport that to the mitzvah of the Kabbonis of Yom Tov. It wasn't necessarily a Kabbon of Yom Tov itself.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you see the balance changes is suggestive of, look, there are different occasions and different balances for different occasions.
Well, that's the more saying. Well, one is carbon, there's a hanhaga of carbon seber versus carbon yachud. There's a hanhaga of someone should know there, someone not know there. That was the more suggestion of the only looking at the balance.
But even within, you can imagine that within tibur or within yachud, you would also.
Okay, that's possible. Tosis asked the question along the lines, maybe the difference between Yom Tov and Chol, maybe that's the Chiluk. So Tosis says, you don't find anywhere in Halacha that we differentiate that type of Chiluk. In other words, the difference between Sibra and Yachid is a known Chiluk. The difference between, which is for the Duras and Shaw, is also a known Chiluk. We have that, the more it uses that idea in other places. The more it gravitates towards those being your first type of differentiation, because those are known differentiations that have been used in other places. Okay. The more Sakash and Beis Hillel, it's about 11 lines up, I think. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 lines up. Beis Hillel, Maishna Chagiga, the Yeshua the Fanat Dibur, what do you mean? Why do you say that the Chagiga existed before the Dibur? That same Pasuk says they brought oil. So what do you say? There was a Chagiga, but there wasn't oil. Some more answers. That Kesari Beisilo Oilo Shikrivo Yisrael Bamidbor Oilos Tomid Havoy. That Oilo was a Korban Tomid. It wasn't a Korban Re'ia. Okay. Beishama Armim Savri Oilo Shikrivo Yisrael Bamidbor Oilos Re'ia Havoy. That was called an Oilos Re'ia. Rashi says, "Why the Pesukim say this is? It wasn't a Yom Tov. It was before Matan Torah. But over there it says the pasuk says Vayechzu Esolakim. They came to see Hashem. So it was a korban brought on the occasion of Klai Yisrael receiving a vision of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's that being so." That is, it's like an Erlis Re'iyah. Okay, Amar Abaya. Beis Shammai, the Bach changes the order. V'Rabbi Yishmael, V'Rabbi Elazar, Kulu Sir Lehu Erlis Shukivi Yisrael Bamidbar, Erlis Re'iyah Havoy. They all understand that those Erlis were Erlis Re'iyah. And Ubeisilu, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Lili, Kula Sirilu, Erlis Shekivi, Yisrael Bamidbar, Erlis Tomid Havoy. So you have a machlokes how to understand the Psukim, and there's Tanoim which understand both ways. Okay, Beis Shammai Hodamor, Beis Shammai we just explained, Beis Shammai says that it was an Erlis Re'iyah. Where do you see Rabbi Shmuel? That he holds it's an Erlis Re'iyah. The Tanya, Rishmal Omer, this is a machlokes, which is a very basic machlokes. Rishmal Omer, Klalus Nemer B'Sinai, Upratos Be'Oil Moed. The general mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai. The details of the mitzvahs, which the Torah then relates, we're given by the Bereshit Moshe Lemor, which is all those who are through through Moshe Rabbeinu going into the Oil Moyed, into the Mishkan, and receiving a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Dibur, and then transmitting it to Klal Yisrael. Those were given to Klal Yisrael later on. They weren't given immediately. So Klal Yisrael was told there's a mitzvah of bringing a korban. The details of how to bring a korban was told later on. Rekiba Omer, Klalos Uprotas Nemer B'Sinai. Even though the Torah did not record that the prophets were said on Har Sinai, the prophets were said on Har Sinai. And Venishna El Moyed, they were repeated a second time in the El Moyed. And Venishta Talshu Bar Bismoyev, and then a third time in Sefer Devorah, Moshe Rabbeinu repeated again everything which had been given to him. Okay, so that's what we keep. So now we're trying to understand that Rabbi Shmuel holds the korban which is brought before that other korban which is brought was a korban re'iyah, not arlis tamid. How do you see that? If you would consider arlis agribi yisrael b'midbar arlis tamid havoy, that the korban arla which they brought then was a korban tamid. So miika midi de mikora loy boy hefshet v'nituach, will b'soif boy hefshet v'nituach. Now Tosis explains like this, that the halacha that you would take off you would flay the animal and cut it up into pieces into a vorim and put it on the mizbeach, such wasn't said until later on. The Torah says it was said in conjunction with the Korban Talmud. So if something was said in conjunction with the Korban Talmud, it comes out the Korban Talmud which they brought earlier was brought in form X, because according to Rishmol you only had klolos, and later on it was changed in a different way. That's not logical that the carbon should change. Now, even though the carbon, all oilers changed, all oilers now have within Hashem Bini to us. But that which the carbon oilers re'iyah, which was brought earlier, was brought one way, and later on was brought a different way. When the Torah didn't say the halacha Hashem Bini to us in that parsha, so you say there's different ways of bringing. It was a poor person's personal carbon. We used to bring personal carbonas this way. Now we bring personal carbonas that way. Okay, so that changed. That's okay. But the carbon tumid itself should change from form A to form B. That the more fines is something which would not be logical. So if Rabbi Shmuel understands that the Arlis Ria, the Arlis before was an Arlis Ria, they changed. You know, there was an Arlis Ria brought by Yetzel Tzakim, they brought it this way, and an Arlis which they brought later on for the Yom Tov was brought that way. Well, okay, we could understand there was a different type of Arlis. But to tell me it was an Arlis Tumid that should change from form A to form B, the more felt was not logical. Now, the only problem with this Peshat is actually the Pasuk Hefshet Nituach is not written in the Parsha of Korban Tumid. It's written in the Parsha of Arlis Nadava, the beginning of Parsha of Sefer Vayikra. Problem with Tosis Pshat. So why is it referring to Korban Tumid more than Korban Arlis Ria? But again, the idea is it's the same Korban changing its form is not logical to the Gemara. Whereas when you say the person had a Korban, if you tell me the Korbanos and the Dovas of people were once upon a time were brought this way, that Adam Arishan, when he brought a Korban, he brought it this way, and now we bring a Korban a bit differently, we can live with that. So Kleisel also brought an Arlis Nadava in one way, and now they changed it. Okay, so that's how we see that Rabbi Shmuel understood that Arla was an Arlis Re'iyah. Rabbi Elazar, where do you see Rabbi Elazar holds it was an Arlis Re'iyah? Netanya, Elas Tamid Hawasiyah Bahar Sinai. It says by the Korban Tumid, it says that it was a suyo by Har Sinai. It was done by Har Sinai. So what does it mean? So Rabbi Elazar Omer Maseha Nemer B'Sinai V'Atzma LeKarva. Yeah, but B'Shas Matan Torah it mentioned the Korban, but it wasn't brought then. Rekiva Omer Karva. It was brought then. So here we have Rabbi Elazar saying that Erla, which they brought then, wasn't an Erla's Tomid. And Rabbi Akiva saying it was an Erla's Tomid. Meshuvle Paskim, once it started, it never stopped. It means, so they brought the Karban Tomid already then, on Chamishi of Sivan. And that's it. They kept going throughout the Midbar.
It says Hasuya. Doesn't that suggest that it was actually brought?
That's what he's saying, that even though the pasuk says Hasuya, it means that the Torah described it's my.
Right. What suggests that?
Partially what suggests that is because he feels that it wasn't the Korban Tomid. The Pesukim don't lend itself to the mitzvah of Korban Tomid yet. There was no command of a Korban Tomid yet. Right? There was no tzivui. The Korban Tomid Pasha is something you couldn't bring on your own. That was something that had to be a mitzvah to do. So where did Kadosh Baruch Hu indicate he wants a Korban Tomid yet? Do you want to bring your own personal korban? Klaiza wants to bring on the dove of their own. That's logical. But to say that there was no mitzvah korban tamid yet. Elamani mekayim. So now Rabbi Elazar has a problem. Excuse me. So how do you understand the pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva? Elamani mekayim. The pasuk is like this. That it's a pasuk in Amos, and it says, "Hazvachim u'mincha higashtim li v'midbor arboyim shana beis Yisrael." Did you bring karbanas for me in the 40 years in the midbor? Yeah, we did. Like the pasuk's written, it's a question, and it may sound like they didn't bring, but we know they did bring. So the Mora says that now the reason why the reference to the not bringing was because of the chatoim of Klal Yisrael, of the Chet Egel and the Meraglim, because of those chatoim, therefore Klal Yisrael didn't bring karbanos. So more answers: Shita Shalevi, Shalei Avda Barazora, Heini Krivo Yisrael. They weren't in that. Sheva Levi didn't do the Barazora. Sheva Levi wasn't part of the story of the Meraglim. So they didn't die in the Midbar. Only people were counted to age 20 died in the Midbar. So they weren't part of these stories. So they were the one who brought the Kabbalists. But you, Klai Yisrael, you didn't bring these for me.
I don't say it's suggesting that there were no Kabbalists at all.
Right. That's what the puzzle seems to indicate. So did you bring Kabbalists for me in the Midbar? Like we find the Moshul that many of the Karban Pesach was only brought one time as a Xeris HaKosav, otherwise it wasn't brought. That many of the mitzvahs only took effect once the Klaisa went into Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't the Chiyuv to bring them in the Midbar.
So there were no Nadarim, no Nadavos?
They were allowed to, they could bring.
The
Bereshim didn't want to accept them. No, I'm not sure about that. About Nadavos, I think it means like the Chiyuv. That you bring your Chiyuvim to me. They say, well, we brought the Korban Tomid.
They say that
the pasuk is saying, the Russian is saying, did you bring your Chiyuvim to me? I didn't want to accept them. So the Chiyuvim, you could say really, well, Chiyuvim, semi Chiyuvim. Right.
It's saying they didn't bring that suggests they didn't bring the Tomid.
Right, because the Chiyuvim will say that, but that the these Karbonis, because of what Klal Yisrael did, they didn't deserve to bring the Karbonis. There are those things which would be the Chiyuv. Okay, so that's Rebbe Elazar. It's also Rebbe Akiva, meanwhile. Now, we said Basilos held it was a Korban Tomid, Hodamor, and that's what we said before. Basilos is a Korban Tomid. Rebbe Akiva, not only Hodamor, we just quoted Rebbe Akiva in this price so that it's a Korban Tomid. Rebbe Yosef Glili, we said Rebbe Yosef Glili also holds it was a Korban Tomid. The Tanya, Rebbe Yosef Glili, Omer, Shalosh mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael baloisim l'regel. Klal Yisrael was given a command. Three mitzvahs were given to Klal Yisrael baloisim when we go up, when we have aliyah l'regel. One of those three mitzvahs, we have a chiyuv of re'iyah, v'chagiga v'simcha. We bring a carbon re'iyah, alas re'iyah, a carbon shlamim v'chagiga, shlamim v'simcha. Yesh b're'iyah shein b'shteyah. There's something which re'iyah has over the other two. Yesh b'chagiga shein b'shteim. Something which chagiga has over the other two. Yesh b'simcha b'shein b'shteim. Each one has a significant point different than the other two. Yesh b'riya shein b'shteim. Shariya oyla kula l'gaboya ma shein kein b'shteim. Riya, the whole thing goes up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The other two are shlom. Okay. Yesh b'chagiga ma shein b'shteim. What is that? Shechagiga yesh l'ifnei adibur ma shein b'shteim. So the Chagiga was brought before Matan Torah, and the Rashi says that the Shlomim which they brought then were the Shlomim which they brought then, excuse me, were compared to a Chagiga, because Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that Klais is going to go out into the Midbar, we're going to celebrate, we're going to have a Chag in the Midbar. So these Kabbonis were the Kabbonis which would correspond to that promise that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that we're going to have a Chag. So these Shlomim were brought in the Midbar as a Chagiga, and Arlis Riyah didn't exist in the Midbar. So obviously, Rabbi Yossi Lulli has to understand that the oil which they brought then wasn't the oilus re'iyah, it was an oilus tamei. Before Matan Torah, and being a Sivan. Yesh b'simcha ma'ashein b'shteim, shesimcha no'heges ba'noshim u'b'noshim ma'ashein b'shteim. That the Shalmei Simcha applied to men and women equally. There's a chi of Simcha on a woman also, whereas the other two are not. Okay, so that's the list of the Tanoim. We found the Brises to support what Abai is saying, that all of these six people, groups, say what they say. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, it's that we mentioned before. That was Mitzvah Shlom. That Beis Hillel said the Chagiga was before Matan Torah. That's the same. That it was called the Chagiga. That Beis Hillel didn't say, but that there's a pasuk they brought Shlomim. That is indicated before. Okay. Zakrashi. Riyah nama yesh lifnei adibur. The Arla nama yihava hostam. So Beis Hillel says there were shlomim, but there weren't arlas. Well, there was arlas. So, I'm sorry. Midabra narg l'darvis kibs ad teris. Well, the Rashi is out of order, I think. Or I'm out of order. Okay. Erlis Tamid Havoy. So Beis Hillel holds that was an Erlis Tamid. Chavis called Yom Yom Vilagrimina Mine. That was the response, the chiv that you had to bring a carbon each day, and that was a separate type of carbon. Beis Hillel says Erlis Riyah Havoy. It's called Re'iyah because at that point the pasuk is referred to that they greeted Hashem, they saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kolos Nemer B'Sinai. Rishmol says Harba Devorim Nemer B'Stumim B'Sinai. There were many things which were said in Har Sinai without being clarified. Shlonis Parashu called Tzarech, and they weren't fully explained. Then the Kodesh Baruch explained them to Klal Yisrael through Moshe after the Oil Moed was set up. For example, the whole halachas of how to bring the carbon were not explained. Will I perish? Matan Demeim. It says bring the carbonus. It doesn't say where you put the blood, how much blood do you bring for different types of carbonus. The hefshetan v'nituchad and shal oilus, that you flay and how you cut up the vorm of the oilus, makrovus the worm shal shlomim, which parts of the animals go on the mizbeach for the shlomim. All these things were left explains. Uprotes ba'amoyet, shehokim ha'mishkan, once the Mishkan was set up, v'dibri moy me'ala pareich, the Kosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe from me'ala kaparis, it should be. Sham pirish le'akasav, that's where the Torah explained all the details. Kedetzi ba'ikra Moshe ba'ed reshem ha'ilomim ha'moed le'mor. And there it explains all the lachas of how to bring the korbanos. So that was true by all of the other mitzvahs also. Many things were explained later on. Rekiva says, when Nishnu Pam Shenis was repeated a second time, whatever was said later was really said earlier, even though it wasn't recorded earlier. Then repeated a third time. Moshe Rabbeinu explained the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael. Mizrul that Erlis Sinai Erlis Tamid Havoi Vechavis Hadaris Upi Agura. It was the same carbon which we bring through all the generations, commanded by Hashem. Mika Midi that it should change. The Bereshim commanded this and he commanded that. That's funny. It was a Erlis Riyah, which they brought on their own. So they can bring on their own now, way X. And later on, the brushman says, by the way, from now on, do it Y. But Rashi says, but over here, that brushman, where you're understanding that it means the command should be A, and then also the command should be B, that's funny. The carbon was mentioned, but it wasn't brought. So what? They brought Arlis. The Bacharim brought Arlis. The answer is those Karbanos were Arlis Re'iyah Havo. Mani Mekayim Hazvachim Omincha Higashan Liva Binbor. Lashon Tam is written as a question. So, which means Umashu Shlahi Krivu. They didn't bring a carbon, the fish and the zubin hayu, because they were in a state of chayrim. They were displeasure. Bershom said, I don't want to talk to you. The answer is, Shalevi, he krivua mishalahem. The Shevet Levi brought it. Basically, said, Simcha, af heim shalme simcha. There's also a mitzvah of simcha. Im ein loy baser shomim shal neder ben adava. She is not of kol hashanah. If a person did not promise other korbanos, and now he comes up to the base of mikdash, so he has a mitzvah to eat baser shlomim. See if he promised other korbanos during the year, so he brings those korbanos. Shemavim beregel. You come up to the base of mikdash now. It's a good time to bring it. So you bring it. So you have your baser shlomim. Or he had a person as Meister Behemos, he brings that. But if he doesn't have either of those, maybe Shlomim Mishalah has to bring his own Shlomim. Oh, he can use the money of Meister Sheni for that. To have a mitzvah, to have basar, to eat your fill of basar. That's Shalmei Simcha. So Chagiga has something extraordinary. Chagiga yesh lifnei adibur. Oysin shlomim shekrivu habacharis. That's referring to those shlomim. Abishaloi beregel he krivu. It wasn't on Yom Tov, so why is it called Chagiga? Still, Chagiga nikru, they were called Chagiga. Shebehen niskayim, because these were the korbanos which fulfilled the pasuk. Ve'chagol liba midbar shenemar lahem b'mitzrayim. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to go out and have a chag in the midbar. And that this is the chag. Simcha ha'simcha noheges b'noshim. The ksiba semach ta'tov b'secher. There's a mitzvah simcha regards to the women. Mashayim mishteim. The other two, Riya and Chagiga, don't have it. That the mitzvahs are seishas man grama hein because of la riba yisa. They're time bound mitzvahs are say, which do not apply to women, and there is no pasuk indicating that these should be exceptional. Okay. Furthermore, kash mishmol. My time of Kamuk was led to Kibbe Shammai. Now, the more Rashi, the more Kash is on Abaya. Abaya understood Rabbi Shmuel learns like Beis Shammai. as opposed to Beis Hillel, when that's which is not very, definitely not preferred, because in general the halacha is like Beis Hillel. To the extent the Morse is that Beis Shammai, Malka, Beis Hillel, and Mishnah, we don't consider Beis Shammai a significant shita in the presence of Beis Hillel. So say Rabbi Shmuel is going like Beis Shammai, when we have an option to learn like Beis Hillel, is not correct. So Rabbi Akiva, Abai understood that Rabbi Shmuel is going like Beis Shammai. Why did he do that? Now, my time of Kamukha is like Beis Shammai. Because why did Abai feel it was necessary to say Rabbi Shmuel is like Beis Shammai? Now Rabbi Lazar said Beferish. That was Erlis Riyah. Okay, fine. But Rabbi Shmuel didn't say that. Well, why did you say that? Because he saw Chadaitok, Erlis Shekribu Yisrael, but Midbor, Erlis Tomet Avoy, Mikamita de Mikor, Loi Boy Hashem Benituach, Losai Boy Hashem Benituach. So, you're questioning, could such a thing be that the korban should change? Well, what's so difficult? For, I mean, we find Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amr Arla Shikiv Yisav Midbar Arla Tamid Havoy. Rabbi Yosef Glili said, we pretty clear. He said there was Chagiga before Dibur, and not Arla, there wasn't Arla Sariya before Dibur, which means that Arla was a korban tamid. And Mikarla Boy Hafshav Nituach, Losai Boy Hafshav Nituach. And it changed. Now, one second. So, Rabbi Akiva holds that the korban didn't change because Rabbi Akiva holds that pratas was never said by Sinai also. So it means there was hafshav nituach then. The only problem was in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel held that pratas were not nemer by Sinai, and therefore the korban is going to change. Who said Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees to Rabbi Shmuel? Maybe holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Armor, Eilu Shikir Yisrael Midbar, Enatuma Hefshav Enituach, Fisha En Hefshav Enituach, Elam Elamayin Ve'Elis. So Rabbi Yosef Glili said explicitly there was no Hefshav Enituach, even though we just proved that Rabbi Yosef Glili held that the Karma was a Karma Tomit. So apparently it's acceptable to understand the Karma Tomit changed. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds like that also. So we have a choice to saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that it changed, and therefore he'll go like Beis Hillel. That's much more preferable than saying that he goes like Beis Shammai. Even though you're left with this strange thing, but we see Rabbi Yosef Glili said it. We have an option to say that and have him go like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. We'd rather do that. So why are we saying? Why are you a bias saying that Rabbi Shmuel goes like Beis Shammai?
I mean, even without the problem of him holding like Beis Shammai, I mean, you'd still have no raya about what Rabbi Shmuel holds, because I mean, even if your mom...
Once you have an option, when you say, once you have an option, right, so the more, okay, the more that's the question a little bit stronger, it's more than an option, but, you know, why should we do that? So the Gemara says, "Some of me can't Rabbi Shmuel." So you're right; you're going to have to erase. The Gemara says, "Abai agreed, and he recanted, and we'll go take Rabbi Shmuel out." Rabbi Shmuel, we have no right. Rabbi Shmuel goes like Beis Shammai. Well, some of Rabbi Shmuel goes like Beis Hillel. Let's see, Rashi.
That's the Rabbi.
Yeah. Hachak Garcin and Rabbi Shmuel. My time of Kamukim is like Beis Shammai. Why you put on Rabbi Shammai? Because he saw that. Because of this question, Rabbi Garcin and Amar Lecha. The more you don't say why, and the more says because of this. It's all one thought. The Baya Park, the Amr Liel Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shmuel. He says Rabbi Shmuel goes like Beis Shammai. My time of book is like Rabbi Shmuel. Why do you learn Rabbi Shmuel the like Hilchasa? Like the other, the wrong sheet. Like the Beis Shammai Malkam Beis Hillel and a Mishnah. We hold the Beis Shammai Malkam Beis Hillel is not significant. Why did you say that? Mishum the Shemata like Damer Protas Lo Nemer B'Sinai. Protas were not said till later. With the Kasha Lachon, you never had a question. He said, "Well, that's Erlis Tamid Havoy. If it's Protas weren't said, and if it's Erlis Tamid, it's going to change. Mikamidi is going to change. That was your problem. Mishum Hachi Lo Hava Lachon Lukme Kibei Shama. You're only. If that's the reason. That's not a reason to say it goes like Beis Shammai." Because Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Shemata Le Beheya Damer Le Elis Tamid Havoy, we know he holds Elis Tamid. Filahachi Shemina Le Be Elis Tamid that less Behu Hafshav Benituach, and he says there wasn't Hafshav Benituach, and it changed. So Rishmalka said the same thing. Zemor says you're right. Okay.